as in excess falling down the mountain. And as I said, yeah, it was a huge thing for Michael Hutchins to lose his sense of smell after he fell to the ground. I think he was hit by a driver or someone in the streets of Europe, and it really affected him psychologically. A sense of smell is a huge thing about how we experience the world. Have you got a favourite smell? Flowers in spring, the ground after rain, freshly mown grass. For me, I'm a baby sniffer. I just love sniffing their sweet little heads. Imagine a life without a sense of smell. It is one of the symptoms of COVID, and it can be a long-standing side effect after recovery. And they're finding for some patients it can be even permanent. Well, what is it like to lose your sense of smell? What is the impact it has on people? It's called anosmia. And to talk to us about it tonight is Dr. Peter Friedland. He's a ear, nose and throat specialist. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show.
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks for coming on. Now, I know it's one of the main symptoms of COVID and a lot of people do recover from it, but it can happen in lots of other reasons as well, losing a sense of smell. What kind of things can take away your sense of smell?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, and the loss of sense of smell is so devastating in many regards. And this very famous singer was involved in trauma. And any trauma to the head or a fracture of the skull can shear off the nerves to our sense of smell. That's not very common. The commonest causes are usually upper respiratory tract infections. And before COVID, any severe colds or flus that people had, or any obstruction to breathing in those beautiful scents that you mentioned into the nose. For example, chronic sinusitis or allergy. Those are the common causes, really.
Yeah. And does it as well always take away your sense of taste because they're connected?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Your sense of taste still stays. You've got five senses of taste, your salt, sour, bitter, sweet, and then the savory umami taste. But the subtleties of the taste and the flavors disappear. And so when one's tasting a red wine or tasting a delicious food, one can't tell the differences in the subtleties, and that affects your quality of enjoyment.
That's right. And that's why they swish it around the glass first when they're tasting wine and smell it.
And yes, and you can smell it even through your throat because that the back of the throat enters into the nose, and that's the way we smell it that way as well.
Yeah, right. And so when people do lose their sense of smell and go to a doctor, what are the other kind of impacts upon them that are more the psychological thing? Because it must be one of those things you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, you know, it really affects their quality of life, their enjoyment. And there are quite a few studies that have been published that show that it affects their mental state and their mental health. And a lot of people can become quite anxious and even depressed when they lose their sense of smell. And it can also have problems related to, you know, domestic dangerous situations. For example, not being able to smell fire or smoke or a gas leak. Mm. And it's important to check those sensors in your house if you do have a loss of sense of smell, that they work so that they can alarm you to that. And also if you were opening up food that may have been stored and it's rancid or it's gone off, you wouldn't be aware of that.
Oh, well, that's true. You'd be eating off food occasionally. You're going to have to really check those use-by dates.
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That could make you sick.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, it's a very important fifth sense, and it's often ignored because no one can see it. And we focus on our eyes and our hearing and our touch. But the sense of smell is really, really important.
Mm. We're talking about a sense of smell. Have you got a good sense of smell or perhaps not a good one? And what do you miss about smelling if it's not good? Dr. Peter Friedland is with us. Ear, nose and throat specialist. Can you train the brain back to remember smell, or can you get a sense of smell back if you've lost it?
Absolutely, you know, and I think that what you ask is so vital, because Up until a couple of years ago, whenever patients presented to doctors and GPs and ENT specialists, oh, you've lost your sense of smell, we've ruled out sinister causes like a fracture of your skull or, God forbid, a growth, which is extremely, extremely rare. And they would say, look, there's nothing we can do, you know, live with it, which is devastating. And these days, since about 2009, we've embarked on something called smell retraining therapy, which teaches our brains to regenerate our sense of smell. In the medical term neuroplasticity, that your brain can relearn the pathways of smelling in many cases, not in all cases. And this was pioneered by a German professor, Thomas Hummel. And they've developed sniff tests and sniff kits where you train your brain back to recognizing certain basic scents. And in many cases, this is successful.
Right. So how does it work? It'll say, it'll be a scratch and sniff, say, of a flower, and you'll smell it and it'll say flower. So you're kind of teaching your brain to recognize that smell again.
Exactly. And they sell very expensive kits that you can buy online, but you can make your own kits. And we take, what we recommend is that you take four fragrances, usually rose, which is floral, a lemon, which is fruity, cloves, which is spicy, and then some kind of resinous smell like eucalyptus. And you just take these essential oils, pour them into a jar which you can seal and keep in the fridge, and then you take them out and every day, twice a day, for about, you know, 10 to 20 seconds, you sniff them in and you focus on that smell each time.
And retrain and your brain.
It does take time. It's like physical therapy or physio for your nose. And it really, in certain circumstances, it really works well.
Yeah. So you do them, you mix all the smells together or you do them individually?
No, separate bottles and you know then you know the label on each bottle, what it is. So you're teaching your brain.
How interesting.
Eventually, sometimes you can blindfold yourself and see if you're learning.
So we could do that with ourselves to bring our sense of smell better, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Right. Train your brain to be a better smeller. Sven has texted me saying that, I lost my sense of smell after an operation on my upper gum. It took months before I could smell again. I lost 15 kilos body weight and I nearly got killed in an airport fire in Dusseldorf. I had no idea what was going on. So it was really, really bad. And he looks back on it as a terrible time.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, it's traumatic. Because he lost his sense of smell, he lost his ability to taste flavors and probably lost his appetite or his willingness or enthusiasm to eat.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's involved in a life-threatening situation where there's a fire. Everybody else is patently aware of it and he's got no idea.
No, it's kind of – you don't think about it as such an important sense, I suppose, but it clearly is. And what do you think they'll find with COVID that do you think people will get their sense of smell back or it could be something they've permanently lost?
Well, thankfully what we've seen with COVID, despite the fact that it's so devastating in many other aspects, is that people's sense of smell is coming back. And it's usually in the vast majority of cases temporary. Can take a few days, but even up to a few months we've seen before their sense of smell comes back. But in most cases, it comes back
It
recovers.
Yeah.
However, there have been, for example, certain institutions in the States have been recommending people to start smell retraining therapy the moment you lose your sense of smell, even if you think it's going to be temporary.
Yeah, because if you don't use it, you lose it.
Correct.
Right. How interesting. Well, look, you know, I mean, it's probably one of the least awful side effects for many. You know, we lost 15 people in New South Wales today, but a sense of smell is clearly pretty important. And if you're a person who loves indulging in all the senses, let's hope people get it back quickly.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Really interesting to hear about
it. Great pleasure. Thank you.
All the best. Dr. Peter Friedland, he's an ear, nose and throat specialist.